Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yutes. We left off Yud Ches Amud Beis towards the bottom of the page. We got into the sugya of Megillas Titus. Megillas Titus was a bunch of Yom Tovim, a bunch of days that was Nigzer, that they have a din of Yom Tov. And the question was, do these Yom Tovim remain in existence even after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? The connection was because we spoke about Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim HaChamishi, that's the fast of the fourth month, namely Shivas B'Tabas, the fifth month, Tishbav, fast of the seventh month, Tzayim Gedalia, and fast of the Asiri, the 10th month, which is Asar B'Tavis, and we discussed that those were Yomim Tovim when the Beis Hamikdash was around, and then when the Beis Hamikdash wasn't around, then only Yom Tovim, they actually fast days. The Gemara qualifies that maybe only when there's Gzeiras Malchus in us are they fast days, but now that we're not Gzeiras Malchus or Beis Hamikdash, it's Ratzim Zadim, Ratzim Zadim. But the point is, from there we segment into whether Megillas Titus also fluctuates, whether it changes, whether those Yom Tovim are no longer in existence now that the Beis Hamikdash is not around. And we brought it, it's actually a machlekes, was a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanina both held that once Beis Hamikdash is not around, there is no longer Megillas Titus, those Yom Tovim are no longer in existence. By the way, when you say it's Yom Tov, that means that you can't fast on those days, you can't have a spade on those days. As a matter of fact, we're going to see the Gemara come up today. Not only those days, in order to mechazik those days, they actually said you can't fast the day before or the day after as well. That was part of the chizik made for these days of Megillas Titus, okay? Rabbi Yechab Shur B'Levi Zell held that even when the Beis Hamikdash is no longer around, the days of Megillas Titus still remain in effect. So if Machlokes remains in effect, and the Moros of Mil being Raya, we brought already yesterday at least one Raya that we're up to, Masav of Acha Bar Huna. This is roughly, the first words in the line is Racha Bar Huna, around 8 lines over the bottom of the page. Mais Racha Bar Huna, a Raya that Megillas Titus is yes in effect, even if the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Why? But Tlas B'Tishrei, on the 3rd of Tishrei, remember that day. Tlas B'Tishrei, of course, is the same day as Tzom Gedaliah. But Tlas B'Tishrei, B'Tishrei, at the character of Mishtaraya. On the 3rd day of Tishrei, they're Mevatel, the mentioning of Hashem's name from Shtaris. The Mishnah explains the background. She goes to Machaz Yavon, Shalil Haske, Shesh Shabbat, Alpiyam. Machaz Yavon was Gezer, that the Shem Shabbayim should not be mentioned in Shtaris. It shouldn't be mentioned in Bechal people's mouths. Remember, they made various Gezeris to get Yisrael away from Yiddishkeit. When Machaz Hashmai beat the Yevanim, his kinyush yemaskiyun shem shemayim afil b'sharis. Then masakin that shem shemayim should be mentioned even in shtaris. Meaning not only can they mention shem shemayim stamazai, they can write it into shtaris shem shemayim. How so? Kachli kais. Here's how these three are shtar. B'shas kach v'kachli yechon kain gadol lekel elyain in the year such and such of yechon kain gadol lekel elyain to the kel elyain. Hashem's name was being written in the shtar. Hashem chama davrim alchama heard this matter. Amr they said, not a good idea. Lamachas at prayers chayvei. The next day, the leiv is going to pay back the chayiv to the malva. What's going to be with the shtar? It's going to become basically a worthless piece of paper. Then if the shamba the lashba, they're going to throw the shtar out, and you have a shtar that's thrown out, which of course has the shem hashem in it. That'll be terrible. Says Gemara, ubidlam, and therefore they are mevatel this decree of the chashmonaim. Vayisayayim, and on the state of the mevatel decree of the chashmonaim, also yamdiv, they made it into a yamdiv. Now what do you see? They made it into a yamdiv. This day they mevatel the concept of writing shem hashem shtaros. Says Gemara, now v'isakadatech b'ol megillas titus kamaisa batel achraisa mesifin. If you tell me that they were mevatel megillas titus, they stopped keeping these yamdivim megillas titus. They stop keeping the old ones and they're still being misakin. New ones doesn't make sense. What's the obvious answer? When was the story of the Chashmonaim, Chanukah, during Bayasheni? We're saying that the Megillas Titus, the Yom Tovim Megillas Titus were battle after the destruction of Bayasheni. When the Chashmonaim won, it was the middle of Bayasheni and the Bayasheni still continued. At no point, they found the Pach Shemen and they kept the Beis Hamikdash still around. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Skinan, Beis Hamikdash Kayam. Over there, when they made this Yom Tov, it was because the Beis Hamikdash is still around. That's not a riot to Harshai. The Harshai was, if the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, did they get rid of Megillas Titus or not? The fact that they're enacting new Gezeiras, new Yom Tovim, while the Beis Hamikdash is around, would it be right here or there? Because, of course, when the Beis Hamikdash is around, they're still keeping the Yom Tovim of Megillas Titus. Simple deflection. That's where the Tefik Lay asked them right now a new issue. Top of Yitas Manav. Remember, Megillas Titus, we're saying, are days that were Yom Tovim, at least when the Beis Hamikdash is around. We started off the conversation because we had referenced the four fast days, fourth month, fifth month, namely Shivas B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Gedalia, and Asar B'Tavis, the sixth, seventh month, and the tenth month. And we said that those, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, were days of Simcha. Afterwards, they became days of fasting, and we discussed how long that was relevant or not. But the point is, Tzayim Gedalia, obviously, Tzayim Gedalia, in the time of the Mikdash, would be a day of Simcha. So ask the Gemara, Manav Shech, If we're talking about when the Beis Mishnah is L'Kayim, and that's when they're making a Gezerah, but they vatal the Chashmonaim's new decree of putting Shem Hashem Ishtaras. They made it to Takana that's Yamtiv. It was Yamtiv anyway, because it was some Gedalia, and some Gedalia during the Mezbar HaMikdash was the Yamtiv, not as Yamtiv. Says the Gemara, but typically Davla Yam Shahar by Gedalia Menachikon, which was a Yamtiv in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Amarav, Lenitzcha El Asar Eshofanov. You're right, the Gezerah was not for Tzom Gedalia or the Gimel Tishrei. The Gezerah was for Gimel Tishrei to make Yom Tov, because it already was what we call Tzom Gedalia, which is a Yom Tov in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, the Gezerah was in order to enact that you cannot fast the day before the Gimel Tishrei. Meaning, we said all the days that made Gezerah that's a Yom Tov, the day before is also a Yom Tov, and you can't, or even if it's not, you can't make a fast day for the day before. It says, what do you mean? Shalfa Nami typically Davel Yom Shlach Rish Chodesh. The day before doesn't need to be the day before Yom Tov in order not to fast. It's the day after Rish Chodesh. The Mefarshim discussed, the day after Rish Chodesh, it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. Not the day after Rish Chodesh, it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. They ask even better, day after Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. We keep Rosh Hashanah 2 days, typically. We had Rashi earlier, remember Rashi in our Mishnah, Rashi had said that once we know when El is, we keep Rosh Hashanah 30 days later, even though it could be Rosh Hashanah is also the 31st day. Hey, you go Mesa Rav years, we're not Ma'aber El, it's going to come again in today's tomorrow. We're not Ma'aber El, and therefore, the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah, and we keep 1 day as Rashi. Taisa argues that no, of course we keep 2 days. So according to Rashi, this would be a little more geshmak, that it's not Rosh Hashanah, but according to the other Rishonim, we're coming out to the fact that typically the day before is the day after Rosh Chodesh. Number one, it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. So you think that's at least as strong as Rosh Chodesh. Number two is, it is Rosh Hashanah, because we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's Mar's question. Anyway, why do you need to enact in the third day of Tishrei, in the times of the Cheshbonim, they're enacting that it was a Yom Tov in order, not for the third day, because anyway, that was a Yom Tov Al-Tsam Gedalia, which was a Yom Tov during the Zman HaMikdash. Elamai was saying, why did they enact it in order to make it that you can't fast on day two of the month, on the day before Gimel, the day before Gimel's base comes after Rosh Chodesh anyway, answers the Gemara biggest side. The same answer will answer for Rosh Hashanah as well. Rosh Chodesh, the Raisa, it was not going to answer that the second day is Rosh Hashanah, but on the side of the first day is Rosh Hashanah. We asked, why do we say Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Hashanah? The answer for that is the same. Rosh Chodesh, the Raisa, with Raisa, the Raisa, big Yisrael. This that we say you cannot fast the day before or the day after a Yom Tov was specifically said by the Yom Tovim that were enacted in Megillas Tainus. These Yom Tovim that were enacted on a rabbinic level, on these Yom Tovim we say one cannot fast on the day before the day after because it needs chizik. We need to be mechazik this Yom Tov. A Yom Tov daraisa doesn't need chizik, and therefore one can fast on the day before or the day after. Tanya, Hayam Elo, Ksuvim Megillas Tainus, these Yom Tovim that are Megillas Tainus, Asurim Beim Lefneim Ben Achreim, these Yom Tovim Megillas Tainus is usher to fast Sai before. Say afterwards, Shabbos Yom Tovim, Hem Asurim, the Shabbos Yom Tov, their Asur, of course, fasting on Shabbos Yom Tov is going to be Asur, obviously. Lefnei Lachmei Matar, but the day before and day after is permissible. What's the difference? Ma'afish Bezel is that. Hallo de Vetar, Vain de Vetar, Student Chizek. Hallo de Vesefrim, Vain de Vesefrim, Student Chizek. These are Divitar and Divitar don't need Chizek. So Yom Tovim, Shabbos, you don't need Chizek, and therefore, theoretically, you're allowed to fast day before and day after. We happen to know that we never have a fast on a Friday. We don't go out going into Shabbos in a fast of hunger. You know what a fast is? Very good. There's one fast that does fall out occasionally on Friday as a Sarpa Davis, but typically we don't have, that could also be just be a calendar thing. We typically don't have fast on Friday, but the point is we're saying over here, make your din, one is allowed to have a fast on a Friday or on a Sunday, if they need to be sacking a fast for whatever reason, because they don't need chizik. Shabbat Yom Tov is so chummer, so star, the rice doesn't need chizik, and having a fast the day before or day after is not going to be going to lead to being mezalzel in Shabbat Yom Tov, whereas these divrei seferim, these Yom Tov Derabanan, they need chizik, and therefore fasting the day before and the day after is prohibitive. Okay, but the bottom line is that the reason why we're saying now they made a takana on Gimel Tishrei when they stopped using Hashem Hashem Ishtaras, they made a Yom Tov. Question was, why need to make Yom Tov? L'chari already was Yom Tov. Some Gedalia was Yom Tov in those days. Answer is that no, they need to make Yom Tov in order to eliminate fasting the day before. Ask the Gemara, why can't you say, you should say you can't fast the day before because the day after Chodesh. We allow, one's allowed to fast. That's a more of a derisive celebration. One's allowed to fast on that day only because of it being the day before this new enactment. Is it a reason why one couldn't fast? Now, before we go further, you know, let's actually read the next 2 lines and then a couple of points. It says, "But tape lay, David lay yaim shafin yaim, David lay yaim shafin yaim shalag bergadal mechikam." Ask more still. If we're saying that that day of Tzayim Gedalia, it's funny we keep going Tzayim, but at the time of the Mikdash, it was considered Yom Tov. Tzayim Gedalia was the Yom Tov time of the Mikdash, because Gedalia Mechikim was killed. So we already have a reason not to fast the day before, because the day before, the Yom Tov of Gedalia Mechikim. And if that's the case, so then the Chayyim have to come on to this new Yom Tov of not writing Shem Hashem Ashtaris, you already have it the day before as well, because of this Tzayim Gedalia. Amar Rashi, Gedalia Mechikim Divik Kabbalahu, Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah Dami. Big words. Like Gedalia Mechikim is greater than Divrei Sefer. Divrei Sefer is the Rabbanon. Divrei Kabbalah, like Navi, is a higher Madrega. Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah, and therefore Vayter, the one in Chizuk, and therefore Gedalia Mechikim, when it was celebrated as Yom Tov on day three of the Tishrei, the day before one was, yes, a lot of fast. Dafka, when they made this new Yom Tov, taking Shem Hashem out of Shtaris, not writing Shem Hashem Shtaris, were they able to add, it wasn't for day three, because day three is Yom Tov anyway, they were doing, because we were talking about this about the Mikdash, they were doing it to add the fact that one cannot fast even on day two, the day before, and Al Shosh Chodesh, Al Tzadayim and Chikam, those wouldn't be enough reason, because those are either derises or like derises, and therefore they wouldn't be enough reason to prohibit fasting the day before or the day after, basically on day two. Okay. Couple points. First of all, one point is a basic question the first time asked is, what about Tainus Esther? We're going to have later, in a way I'm getting ahead of myself, but we're going to ultimately come out that Megillas Tainus, Taka, Bzman HaMikdash, was in existence after the Mikdash was destroyed. We had a Mechlekes, but we're going to come out that most of the Yom Tevim are no longer in existence except for Chanukah and Purim. Those are also Megillas Tainus. Chanukah, Purim, Megillas Tainus. So those are still in effect. If Chanukah and Purim is still in effect, so what, how do we fast Tainus Esther? Because Esther is the 13th. It's the day before Purim. So L'chaira, if they were sacking that Yidal is Yom Tov, Yid Gimel shouldn't be able to fast because it's not a Daraisa, it's Rabbanon, and then we should be able to fast. So there's various answers given. One is that whatever status, like a Divrei Kabbalah, it is like a Divrei Kabbalah, Purim, so just about in this Gemara, we just went over here, that's why it's bringing up now. There's another Malach, beautiful Malach, that's very simple, that Tainus Esther isn't a fast for a Tzara. There was a Tzara back in Adar, back when the story of Purim happened. Klal Yisrael banded together and fasted. It was Yom Tefillah. And Hashem answered, and they were saved. We fast today to commemorate that power, that day, a day of Tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to our Tefillahs. So we fast today. Other fast days are because the terrible calamities happened on that day. So we're saying, that type of fast day that's being commemorating a calamity or because of a calamity, we don't do that surrounding Yom Tov. But a fast day that is commemorating the fact that a fast day was successful years ago, which what Tainus Esther is, that wouldn't be a problem. It's a different type of fast day, and therefore that would be okay. That is something that the Rishonim answer for Tainus Esther. The Ritva writes out on this idea of not being of being makpin, not to write Shem Hashem and Shtaris. So we know there's a famous concept that in a mikveh, let's say, or in a bathhouse, one's not supposed to give shalom. Why? Shalom aleichem. Why? Because the word, even though he's just giving shalom aleichem, is really a way of greeting one's friend. Shalom is the shame of Hashem. Perhaps that's where it comes from, the idea of greeting someone with Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is one of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't want to say the Shem Hashem in a base America, in a mikveh. Says the Ritva, I don't think he makes this connection per se, but he says there are those that are noyeg not to write the word Shalom completely written out, Shin Lamed Vav Mem, in a shtar. Why? Because we just said, we don't write Shem Hashem in a shtar because eventually shtar gets used, it serves its purpose, and gets thrown, tossed away into the trash heap. And you can have Shem Hashem in the star if you write the word Shalom. Therefore, once you write Shin Lamed Vav with like a strechel with a little apostrophe on the top of the Vav, but not right at the Mem in order not to have the word Shalom in the star. The Ritva writes there's some of that Minig, and he writes whoever has that Minig, Tavel of Bracha. Hamachmer Tavel Bracha, meaning it's not an absolute obligation. Hamach Tavel Bracha, and similarly the Ramon Yerdeh in Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sifri Gimel brings the halacha. Shach says lemaisa most people are not makrin. Shach's people are not makrin. Shalom they write in Eshtar. Now why was it plus? Right. Excellent point. It's really making a great point. People write Shalom. They give greetings in a letter. A letter saved more than a shtar. A letter also, sometimes people save letters, especially from Gedalim, for special letters, but most of the time letters are just discarded. You give shalom, write shalom to a shtar. That'd be a riot, like the Shach thing, that people are makrin, and that'd be a very good point. Now, the Chassan Sefer, with the Nun, not Chassan Sefer, Chassan Sefer says a nice little chap, what's the pshat that they made, why did they enact it on some Gedalia? On the third day of Tishrei. Why of all days did they make the takana that the celebration for no longer for writing Hashem's name in Shtaris, we don't do that anymore, they enacted the Yom Tov to be Gimel Tishrei. We ran into all these questions, who needs the Yom Tov Gimel Tishrei? Do you have some Gedalia? You don't, you do. But why that day punked? Why did they pick that day punked? You could say, that was the day that they were successful, and they made the day Yom Tov. That could have been a most simple pshat. So Sefer says, there's a deeper pshat. We know Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or I shouldn't say we know, because this was, I believe this is news to me. I don't remember ever hearing this. Aseres Bei Tshuva are corresponding to Aseres HaDibros. Every day of Aseres Bei Tshuva is supposed to try to perfect, supposed to try to perfect everything, but it's supposed to try to perfect the one of the Aseres HaDibros that corresponds to that day. What is the third Aseres Bei Tshuva? Gimel Tishrei is the third day of Aseres Bei Tshuva. It corresponds, L'Sis Hashem Hashem L'Kech L'Shav. Don't use Hashem's name in vain. So specifically that day, there was Sakin Davi Yavdiv for taking the Shem Hashem out of Shtaris, nice chop from the Psalm Sefer. Now, there is a discussion also based on our Gemara. Our Gemara's raya was that our initial raya, before we answer that we're talking about the Beis Mikdash was still around during the days of Hashmanam, the Gemara's raya was that you're telling me they made a new yomtiv for taking Shem Hashem out of Shtaris if Megillas Tainus old battle because Beis Mikdash is no longer around, the old ones are gone. Are we making a new yomtiv? And Gemara says, no, the old ones weren't gone yet. It was about a Mikdash. But you see the concept, and constantly Gemara held that once the old ones are gone, if you hold the Beis Mikdash is destroyed, then Megillas Tainus, all the yomtiv are gone, we wouldn't make new ones. That is a basic concept that comes out of our Gemara. That Chorin therefore discuss that what about new yomtiv such as Lag Ba'Emer? That's like the most common one that's come up. Lag Ba'Emer, which seems to have been instituted as yomtiv, it clearly was after Beis Mikdash. Kivus Talmidim was after Beis Mikdash. What's the status with that? How does that become yomtiv? It's not really yomtiv. Are we allowed to make it to a quasi yomtiv, or is that a steer to this idea to our Gemara, which says very clearly that once the old ones are gone, we're certainly not making new ones. It is a discussion in the Achrayim about Lag Ba'Emer. Okay, last point actually, and then we'll go further on the Gemara that we just discussed about Divrei Kabbalah, like Divrei Torah. So we said that Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah. Therefore, even the idea of fasting by the day before Gedaliah ben Achikam. So we said that we wouldn't have a fast automatically the day before Gedaliah ben Achikam because Gedaliah ben Achikam was Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore we needed this new enactment of the getting rid of Shem Hashem from Shtaris, not having Shem Hashem from Shtaris. That yomtiv makes that we fast even on that you cannot fast even on Yom Beis on the second day Tishrei. As Gedaliah ben Achikam, that wouldn't have been enough because that was Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah was like Divrei Torah, don't eat chizuk. Therefore, there's no prohibition of fasting the day before or the day after Divrei Torah or Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Prima Gadim. What about, let's say, Kriyas Megillah? Kriyas Megillah was referenced before, right? Is Kriyas Megillah, we said that was one of the reasons why Titus Esther can be mutter if we treat it like a Divrei Kabbalah. So he has a different shayla. If we're saying it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's like Divrei Torah. We know by Divrei Torah, Safak Daraisa, Lechumra, Safak Darban Lekula. What if one is Mesupik if you read the Megillah? One is Mesupik if you read the Megillah on Purim? If you hold that Divrei Kabbalah like Divrei Torah, to the extent, just we're saying ancient chizik, and therefore you're allowed to fast the day before, the day after, but Divrei Kabbalah just give Torah. What about Safek Lekula or Lechumra? Do we treat like there are abundance in the Ma'aseh Safek Lekula, or do we say no? Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah, and therefore we say one has to go Lechumra. So it's actually Machlekes in the Rishayim. Ramban and Rashba say that by Megillah we go Lekula. Safek, whether one was Yitz Megillah, we go Lekula. But Safek, if you can do it, you can do it anyway. You can be Yitzah, but you don't have to go back and do it again. Safek, we go Lekula. We don't say Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah for that din to say that Safek is Lechumra. However, by Kriya, by Avelos, also a Divrei Kabbalah. Avelos doing right rice in Kriya, ripping begadim is Divrei Kabbalah. And the Shiltis there says that if there's some sort of suffix, we go Lechumra, that we do have to do the person should do Kriya again. So it's funny, once Kriya with Ayin, ripping the begadim, once Kriya's Megillah with Aleph. But the point is, by Kriya's Megillah, Rashba and Ramban are saying, since it's Divrei Kabbalah, suffix is Lekula, not Lechumra. And the Shiltis is saying, opposite, the suffix Divrei Kabbalah is Lechumra, like the Reisa, not Lekula. And Nafkamina would be, we know that it's brought down that when it comes to regular laning, we allow a 30-year-old to lane, no problem, even though 30-year-old is not for sure, just didn't for sure bring Shay Cyrus. We have Chazaka de Rava, first of all, the 30-year-old has Shay Cyrus. And normally laning, anyway, is only more of a minute. It's a, I call it Divrei Seifen, Divrei Kabbalah. It's not, you know, Ezra's Moshe was Masakin. It's not a Din Torah. What about Parsha Zachar? So the place can be for Parsha Zachar, they specifically should not allow a Bar Mitzvah Bachar to lane Parsha Zachar, because Parsha Zachar is a key in Mitzvah Daraisa, and therefore they should make sure it's someone that's indisputably, or doctor checked him, indisputably, hashtag Cyrus. That's the place can bring. So what about a 30-year-old playing the Megillah? Parshas Zachar was saying, Dafka, don't use a 30-year-old, use someone that you know is already, for sure, has some money godless. What about Lenin and Megillah? Or the Chayyab telling this Machlaikas. According to Ramban and Rashba, Megillah is not going to be like, have the same status of Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore, you have Chazaka de Rava, a 30-year-old will be fine. The 30-year-old should be enough. According to the Shiltas, that we treat Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah, and even a Suffolk, we go Lechumra, Lechumra, a 30-year-old should not be able to lay in the Megillah. That'll be enough Kamina in this approach, in this Machlaikas, between the Rishayim, Legabi, Divrei Kabbalah. Okay. Masrif Tavi Bar Masna. Besser of Tami Bey on the 28th day of Adar, Achas, this is again a Raya, Legabe, whether or not Megillas Tainus is still in existence after the Churban of Bayis or not. Besser of Tami Bey on the 28th day of Adar, Achas b'sirasa tavas liyuda. There was some good news that came to Yidden. Leidem eraisa, and they don't have to remove themselves away from learning Torah. Meaning, she goes Malchus Gzeira, she asks about Torah. The Malchus, this is Malchus Rome. They make Gzeira the Kaisel should be able to learn Torah. What else? Shle Yemalas B'neim. They should be able to do Mila. For Shechalas Shabbos, and they have to Michal Shabbos. They can't keep Shabbos, can't do Mila, and can't learn Torah. Those famous three things that they were Gzeira in order to eradicate Yiddishkeit. Ma'asi Yehuda ben Shemuel Chavirav. So what did Yehuda ben Shemuel Chavirav do? Halchav Nolo Eitzvah Mar Mitzudus Achas. He went to a noblewoman, a chashav woman from Rome, and they asked her advice what they should do. She called go to Rome and Mitzudetzla. She was someone that only chashav people of Rome used to come to her house. Amar Lahem, she said to them, Vifginu Belayla. Go out and cry. Make a protest in the middle of the night. Halchav Vifginu Belayla. They went and cried in protest in the middle of the night. Amru, they said, Isha Mayim. Lechichem Anachu. They said, by heavens. Are we not your brothers? Are we not children of the same father? Right? Are we not brothers? Are we not children of the same father? Are we not children of the same mother? Basically, same father. We're brothers that we all come from. We all come from Rome. We all come from Avram Avinu. We all come from Yitzchak. We all come from Yitzchak because Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav. So Rome is Esav, and we're Yaakov. So we all the same father, Yitzchak, and we all have the same mother. Lebnei Am Achas Anachnu. We all have the same mother, Rivka. Manashal Kol Mivlasha. Why we demand other nation and language? Shatun Geizman and Geizkash make these difficult days on us. Ubi Tulum. And this protest worked. Very uncommon. No bribes, no money, no whatever. It worked. Just a protest worked. And they made it a yomtiv. Here's the point: the 28th of Adar was then decreed a yomtiv. Now, if Megillah Tanis is batal, same story again. He's like that Megillah Tanis. By the way, before we go further, Marsha points out, I don't remember clearly how it corresponds, but there were three gezeiros. There were three gezeiros, a gezeira about Teira, a gezeira about Mila, and a gezeira about Shabbos. And there were three comments. Aren't we all brothers? Don't we share the same father? Don't we share the same mother? For as an example, don't we share the same father? Aren't we opening Yitzchak? Yitzchak was the first one to have Mila on Yom Shemayin, on the 8th day. Don't we share the same father, Yitzchak, who had Mila on day 8? Right? There's these three comments about sharing the same mother, sharing the same father, and all being brothers were corresponding, these three decrees about Torah, Shabbos, and Mila. Okay, says the Gemara, if we say that Megillah Tanis is batal after his mission was destroyed, Kamai is a batal, same time as before. The old Takanas, the old Yom Tovim are batal. Acharei is Masiv, and they're adding new ones if the old ones are no longer in existence. Chitam, what are you going to say? Same answer. Hacharei is Masiv, Mitzvah Kaim. You can say this story also took place when the Mitzvah was still around. For Yehuda ben Shemua, Tamid Nishar Meir. Yehuda ben Shemua was the Talmud of Remeir, Remeir, Basar Achiyavi. Remeir was ready after the Mitzvah was destroyed. And Yehuda ben Shemua was the Talmud of Remeir. Where do we see the Talmud of Remeir? The Tan, or the Tanya, we looked at the Kli Sechuchas, Shenikfu. A glass Kli that would get a hole in it. V'his Hittif, L'Sech, Avar. And you poured lead inside this Kli. I'm Rishon Gamil. That Yehud ben Shemua Matame Mishur Meir. Yehud ben Shemua says it's Tame Mishur Meir. What does it mean? It's Tame. There's different malachim in this whole conversation. Rashi brings a couple malachim. Others, and we're going to take one basic shot. Was let's see, you have a glass kli that was Tame, and it got a hole in it, and a kli that has a hole in it loses a tuma, and he filled up the kli with lead. He filled up the kli with lead. So the halacha is that now that it's reinstated as a kli, you could say that normally you say that needs to become tame again. Once it lost its tumah, he's going to tame again. Over here we're saying that since the maimon of the kli is metal, and metal is the most susceptible tumah, it actually reinstates the prior tumah. It's one malach, and it's different malach in what the Gemara means. But the conversation is along those lines that we're discussing a glass kli losing its status of tumah and regaining the status of tumah. Maybe it means it's rather kapal tumah, but regain status of tumah through the aver, through the lead being the maimon, the lead becoming part of the kli. Okay, point is we have machlekes, we have the top of a base, the machlekes, the chamim versus Yehuda ben Shemua in the name of Remeir. We see Yehuda ben Shemua was a talmud of Remeir, which means he lived after Remeir, which means he was around after the base mission was destroyed, and yet he's saying they made a gzeira of Yom Tov on the 28th of Adar because they're able to go learn Torah, keep Shabbos, and do Mila again. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi. You're right. This whole conversation is a machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya learned the Raisa. Hayama Eilah Ksuvim Migel Sinus. These Yom Tovim that are written Migel Sinus. Famous Mash Beis Mitzkayim. Famous Mash Man. She'aim Beis Mitzkayim. Whether it's time when Beis Mitzkayim was still around or not. Asurim. It remains us to fast these days. Different Meir. So actually, Remeir, the point we just quoted, it fits very well. Shtasei that Remeir is the one that says that what? That Migel Sinus remained in effect even after Chorim Bayis. So we quoted in yesterday's daf. Towards the end of the daf, we had this machlekes between recorded names when we started today. If you get names again. Is Rav and Rav Chanina versus Rav Shimon Levi. We quoted different Shimon Levi because the Shaila, if it's always a Tana or a Meir, we quoted, get the names again. Rav Chanina is correct. And oh, we're good. And Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Let's assume the fact that Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Levi sounds like it's Amaram versus Rav, Rabbi Chanina, whether or not Machlekes, when the Megillah Sinai remained in effect after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, now we're saying clearly it's already Machlekes Tanayim. And Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that even when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Megillah Sinai, Yom Tov, remained in effect, which is beautiful that Yehuda ben Shammua, Talmud of Rabbi Meir, would now enact on the 20th of Adar another Yom Tov, because that was the day where they were able to go back and keep Torah, keep Shabbos, and keep Mila. So therefore, if the old ones are still in existence, you could also enact new ones. That is according to Rameir. Rabbi Siemer, no. There's much Mesa Mishkayim, Asurim, Mesa Simchim, Lam. When the Mesa Mishkayim was still around, these days were Yom Tevim, and therefore it's also to fast those days. Amy Smithkayim, and by the way, the day before and the day after as well. Amy Smithkayim, Mutter. Once the Mesa Mishkayim was no longer around, then those days became Mutter to fast on them, Mesa Evelim, because these days, Adrab, those days they used to be Yom Tevim, they themselves add to our mourning, and therefore Adrab won't confess on those days. The Hilchas of Padlevich Slebano. Halacha is quoted as the days after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Megillah Tainus days were batal. That's like a Beisi. And then it's going to look like a mayor. That it's Leibal, the days are still in existence. Obviously, it's conflicting. It's a stira in the Halacha Lamaisis. Which one is it? Like Kasha, we spoke of this answer before already. What ended up being was Chanukah and Purim remain in existence. All other Yom Tovim in Megillah Tainus are no longer in existence. So Chanukah and Purim remain in existence. All other Yom Tovim are not in existence. Seemingly, that would also come out that if only Chanukah and Purim exists, the rest are not. Seemingly, again, that still would be a raya. That still would come out that making new ones would still be problematic. We'd probably no longer make new ones. If the old ones are gone, besides Chanukah and Purim, it makes sense that we can't make any new ones. Okay, that's the end of that Shaka V'taya, Legabi Megillah Tainus. Actually, two quick points that we really should have brought up when we started today, or at the end of yesterday's daf. Some of it came up during the daf, some of it came up after, and that is the first raya, whether Megillah Tainus was in existence after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first raya that they tried to bring to was a raya from, there was a community that tried to establish a fast day on Chanukah. Chanukah is part of Megillah Tainus, and we had Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, they went, and they respectively, one took a bath, and one went and took a haircut to show, and they also made an announcement that whoever, right, Rabbi Lezer was one that took a bath, Rabbi Shua took a haircut, and they said whoever fasted on the day of Chanukah because of this new enactment, they should actually fast a fast as tshuva for fasting, because you know how to make a fast day, it's Chanukah. So that was Mar's Raya the L'chaira, that was Raya that Megillah Tainus is still in effect after Mitzvah was destroyed, and the Mar's answer was that Chanukah is different, fine, you have Mitzvahs of Pesu Benisa, it was, the way Rashi explains Pesu Benisa is that it's been in existence, and Gantz Kazal keeps it, a Yom Tov that's so proliferated and so part of our fabric. And everyone keeps that, and there's a positive commandment of lighting menorah. The Mar also brings that on that Svara. So therefore, that's something which stays in effect, even though perhaps the rest of the Megillah didn't stay in effect. That was the Mar's answer. But the question was raised that we're saying that they demonstrated that it's a day that of Yom Tov. Why? And it's not a day of fasting because they went either to the bathhouse, that's Rabbi Elazar, or he took a haircut. But the bathhouse took a haircut. So two questions on this. First of all, why did they just eat? I think Lazar had the question after the shir. Lazar asked after the shir, why did they just eat? Simple way to show it's not a fast day, just eat. So that the Achrayim give two beautiful answers. One answer the Achrayim give is that eating could be that a person is unwell, even on regular fast days. If someone's unwell, especially on these fast days, drop button, not Yom Kippur, when one is slightly unwell, you break the fast. You don't put yourself in any remote matzah of danger. So the fact that they're eating wouldn't be an indication it's not a fast day because they're eating because they're unwell. Taking a haircut, they have to take a haircut today. Bathing, especially back then, they bathe every day. Have to go bathe today. That's a demonstration that that the enactment of a fast day didn't take effect. That's why they did that. That's one answer. Another answer is that it's not the derech of Talmid Chachamim to eat barabim. So even if they did eat, who's going to see? They ate in the privacy of their own home. Whereas bathing, you go to the bathhouse, you go to the barber, that's something which the rabbim see. Therefore, those are better demonstrations. Okay, but the flip side, the other question is, in the action that they did do, the Tzuri Evan is bothered that it's cutting here, Asar and Atainus. Bishlam bathing oneself, which I believe we referenced very quickly at the end of this year, it is brought down in halacha discussion whether one could bathe. It's really basic Maritainus. The Maritainus says, we'll have it soon in the next Masechta, the Maritainus says that on days that M'sakin that one cannot fast, that one cannot eat, one has to fast, also one's not supposed to bathe. The discussion with Banu Zeh, we maybe relate to Aratz Masanin, Aratz Einim Masanin, and they didn't accept upon themselves not to bathe anymore, but it's brought down halacha, it's maybe a mile not to bathe, but we still, with the mice, it's mutter to bathe on, besides the Tishbav, it is mutter to bathe on other fasts. But the Gemara Titus Lee says, on fast days, we don't bathe. So, says the Tereven, I can understand that bathing, which was Rabbi Elazar's way to show there wasn't a good wasn't a real fast day, bathing is a good demonstration because you're not allowed to bathe. But haircuts, since when we see that one is not allowed to take a haircut on a fast day, Chazdei David Taka brings Lamaisa, based on this Gemara, yesterday's Gemara, that we see from the fact that the Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua was demonstrating that it's not a fast day via haircut. That must mean on a haircut, on a fast day, we should not take haircuts. Lamaisa, that is a chazad David. Again, it's all more on the first raya on the discussion of yesterday's daf of Megillas Tainus, but we didn't get a chance to mention it yesterday, so I figured that was a good time. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayita. We're up to the two dots over here, 15 lines down, Yitzhak Beis, Al El Mevashana. We said that on Elo, they used to have the Shluchim go forth in order that people should know the date of Hashanah. Val Tishrei. And Tishrei was what? Midway Takanas of Maidas. On Tishrei, the Shluchim would go forth because of the Takanas of the Maidas to make sure that people know the proper times for the Amtaimim for Sukkot. Given after the Elo, ask the Gemara. Once the Shluchim went out about Elo, at Tishrei Amalu. Once they went out about Elo, then we know when Elo was. If we know when Elo was, we know. We don't have to have any comment on Tishrei because we know how Tishrei is going to be set up. And the Mark explains, maybe we're concerned that El, we're not sure if it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month. If the Ma'abrit, we have this multiple times, we have this already in. From the days of Ezra and on, we don't find El is Ma'abr. El is always, we have this base Tafav, the Tafav base. The El is never, they were Ma'abr from the days of Ezra and on, they were Ma'abr El. El is always 29 days. So if I know Rosh Chodesh El is, I know I have 29 days of El. I know the 30th day, so to speak, is the first day, is Rosh Hashanah. So I know now when Sukkot is, I know Yom Tamar. So why do we need the Shluchim to go out on the Shluchim to go out the Gabbat Tishrei? Someone was asking actually last night in the night daf, why don't we just have Shluchim go out every month? Isn't it important to know every month what it is? The idea is, I believe it's going to be coming up clear shortly, that the Shluchim used to be Mechal Shabbos, if need be. The importance of knowing the dates and having the dates be known to throughout was enough that they would, I believe, I may be mistaken, if I remember correctly, it goes back a while, obviously, but it's going to be coming up that they used to be Mechal Shabbos, so they would certainly be relaxed with their lachas. So only if it's mamish needed would they do it. Says the Gemara, you don't need it. The Chari, you know exactly how big El is. The Gemara says, the Gemara answers, no, there's no foolproof rule that we never are Ma'abel. We didn't find that's been necessary to every Ma'abel, but in a case where it would be necessary, we would do it. And therefore, we never know for sure whether or not El was 29 days or 30 days. Now it actually fits a little better, second right we have today, to Rashi, that Rashi says they kept Rashana on the 30th day once he went off El, because El was always 29 a month. Yes, on a rare occasion, wouldn't it be? But since you have Rav's enough. You see, not just Rav's enough. The Gemara is quoting it from Yemais Ezra, all the way through when the Gemara is saying this memra, which is hundreds of years later. Still, they never had an El that was more than 29 days. So it wasn't like, it's not like it happened every 2-3 years, but Rav is not. It's apparently, it never happened, and therefore Rashi's Chiddush is not as big of a Chiddush as it sounds. Hamakalka Rashana, ask the Gemara. You're telling me that when it's needed, they're going to make El into an Ibra month, a 30-day month. And Rosh Hashanah will be the next day, a day later. In fact, the Makak Rosh Hashanah, because people living far away are certainly going to operate on the assumption, again, like we quote from Rashi, that Rosh Hashanah was specifically day 30, not day 31. So the Chayre, you're messing things up. Answer the Gemara, you're right. You are. But rather have Rosh Hashanah messed up that year in order you're going to make the yomtiv in the right spot. The first yomtiv will be on the right day, and Rosh Hashanah will talk about being, unfortunately, people have the wrong day for Rosh Hashanah because they assumed it's the 30th day, it's the 31st, and it's really the 31st day. So that year, that Rosh Hashanah will be messed up, but in order to have that all the yomtivim are in the proper order. Take it on Yotani. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? Tishrei, they went out at Tishrei, the Shluchim, the Maidas, kind of having the Maidas in the right time, they went out even at Tishrei, so we see the Taka overriding, having all the Maidas at the right time, is overriding the potential that Rosh Hashanah, for people far away who didn't get the memo, will be celebrated a day early. Va'al Kislev Bnei Chanukah, we send the Kislev, they send the Shluchim because of Chanukah. Va'al Admei Purim, and an Adar, they send the Shluchim because of Purim. Ask the Gemara. Ilus Abra Shana Yaksim Afa Adar Sheini Mei Purim Like Tani. It only lists the Mishnah, you go out an Adar because of Purim, for Purim Rishon, for Adar Rishon. It doesn't mention that if there's an Adar Sheini, like this year by us, if there's Adar Sheini, then you go out, the Shluchim go out for Adar Sheini as well. Now you could have just said simply, that's included. It said you go out an Adar because of Purim. So you go out Adar because of Purim first month, and if it's every year, you'll go out again the second month. The Mar doesn't say that answer. It says the Mar, Masi's like Rebbe, Amish like Rebbe, Amish, because the Mar takes forget that you take it, don't go out for the second Adar. Amish like Rebbe, Tanya Rebbe Aimer, Imis Abra Shana, Yetzir, Afa Adar Sheini, Mei Purim. That Mishnah that doesn't list going out by the Sheini, the Mar takes for granted holds, you don't go out by the Sheini. And Rebbe says in this price clearly that if it's Adar Sheini, the Shluchim go out for Adar Sheini as well. So our Mishnah seems to be arguing with Rebbe. What is the basis of the Machlekes? Lame Bakal Mifugi, the Marasav Akomis is a Negus Bisheni, Negus Bishon, the Marasav Akomis is a Negus Bisheni, a Negus Bishon. Let us say that our Mishnah holds that all the mitzvahs that apply in Rishon apply in Sheini as well, and therefore there's no requirement to go out to make sure you have the proper date for Purim in the second month is not relevant because as long as you did in the first month already, it's already fine. Rebbe holds that the mitzvahs of Nagas Sheni are not Nag Rishon, and therefore you specifically have to go out by Sheni to make sure they have the right date properly by Sheni. Loi says Gemara, no, to go out by mitzvahs of Nagas Sheni, and Nagas Rishon, I'll tell you that everyone agrees the mitzvahs of Nagas Sheni are Nag Dafka Sheni, not Rishon, meaning the din of Megillah of Matas of Yenim are only Nag Sheni, Dafka, not in Rishon. The Hachas, what's Machlaikis, whether he sent the Shluchim out, the Hachas be Ibrishana Kemifchi. Machlaikis is Legabi Ibrishana, meaning, when you have an Ibr year, which is a 13th month, Adar, is there a fixed amount of days to the Adar or not? Itanya Kami Ibrishana, how many days is the day that we add for an Ibr year? Shleishim Yayim, 30 days from Shungam Yil Emer, Chaydish, a month. Right? So we can say Tanakama, the Tana of our Mishnah is like Tanakama that says, it's always fixed, 30 days. And therefore, we should be more clear. We're not focused on the second Adar, we're actually focused on the first Adar. When you have a second Adar, how long is the first Adar? So the Tanakama held is 30 days. And therefore, you don't need to have Shluchim go out because you know exactly when Adar Sheni started after 30 days. Whereas Rebbe subscribes to the second opinion, who holds that Rebbe Shem Gamil holds that it's a Chaydish. Chaydish means, by definition, it means 29 or 30, could fluctuate. And therefore, you need the Shluchim to go out to define how long the Adarisha was to define exactly what Adarisha is. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Shleishim Diyadai, why are you telling me that when it's 30 days, you don't need a shliach because everyone knows exactly when 30 days is, and if you don't need a shliach to go out and tell us when the Adarisha is, Chodesh Nami, the Gemara assumes at this point, Chodesh means 29 days. It's 30 or 29. If Chodesh is 29, everyone will invite to know. If it's, everyone knows if it's 30, everyone knows if it's 29, whichever one it is, you know exactly when Adarisha is. Says the Gemara, no, the word Chodesh means, We jumped the gun a little. We said a little early. Our papa man damer chaydish rotz a chaydish rotz a shleishim. When he says chaydish, it means either 29 day month or 30 day month. That was the taitch of chaydish, and therefore according to him is unknown. Therefore, you need the shluchim to go out. According to Tanakam, it's always 30 days. You only need the shluchim to go out. Heidur b'shulam Levi b'shulam kalkadish yushlayim. Shulam Levi said edus in the name of the kalkadish yushlayim al shnei adarim on the two adars. On the two others, they mekadesh them b'yoyim ibrameim. Basically, on the 30, ibrameim would be the day of Iber. A month, a normal month, can have either 29 days or 30 days. 30th day of a month is like the Iber day of the month, like the 13th month of the year is Iber Chodesh. The 30th day of the month is the Iber day of the month. So we're mekadesh on day Iber, meaning on the 30th day of mekadesh, meaning they're both going to be chaser. They're both going to be 29 day months. Says the Gemara, the chaser avdinim lein levdinim. Are you telling me that both others always chaser? They're always 29 day months, not 30, because not 30 day months, because the 30th day is the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Lafukim midarsh of Nachman bar Rav Chizda. I shouldn't say Lememra is not a kasha. Lememra is more of a statement. Lememra the chaser navidim leim levdinim that these are chaser not malei, which argues on darsh of Nachman Chizda. Hey, who was made as follows? Hey, Rabbi Simayim Mishum Chagis Haim Lachi Al Shnei Adarim Shem Ratzul Asayis Shnei Maleim Aisim Shnei Chaserim Aisim Echam Adachas Aisim. Total, you have total free reign. You can make the two Adars either full, all them, both of them full 30 day months, and the Rosh Chodesh should be on the 31st day. You can make them both chaser 29 day months, and Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day, or you can make one mali, one chaser. Let's talk about the minigayla. Unless you know for sure that the Rosh Chodesh was hukva on the 30th day, you should assume that one was mali and one was chaser. So you see clearly a machlekes whether or not the others, there's flexibility to make them either both chaser and both malis, or one and one, or whether they both always have to be chaser. That's a machlekes. Okay, we're just putting it up because this is all about Adar. And folks, in Adar, we're going to have more continue about Adar. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.